A couple fun facts. First, there is an emoji standards body that's in charge of approving any new emoji ideas. It's called the Unicode Consortium. It's a nonprofit that actually works to make sure that every language is represented on computers and phones. And that includes emoji. So anyone can submit an idea for an emoji, but in order for it to get approved, there has to be a strong case for it. Recently, the Unicode Consortium approved more than 150 new emoji, and apparently there were strong cases for redheads, llamas, bagels, and toilet paper. But another interesting thing about emoji, no one makes money off of them, at least not directly. But that may be changing. Emoji are increasingly tracked by advertisers, and they're becoming part of our data footprint. Twitter just released emoji keyword targeting for companies to use in ads. It lets those advertisers, quote, connect with people based on their expressed sentiment, and even, quote, target people who tweet food emojis. Now expect a lot more of this kind of thing, because according to Emojipedia, which is like the dictionary for emoji, the emoji keyboard is the most installed keyboard in the world. Wow face goes here.